Now I'm going to come down the lane. This is coming home from school. We'd be dismissed and you couldn't get out quick enough. And you come out the side gate, which is now bricked up, and you come past the old carpenter's shop, which stands on the corner of Old London Road, Cottonborough Lane. And we were always scared it was going to collapse then, and that's all those years ago, and it's still there now. It still looked like it can collapse at any time. We'd come down the lane, the first thing you'd pass was the path that went off next to the school wall, and when it went through to Longmire Road, which has now became Riverside Road, you go down the lane a little bit further, and there'd be the cul-de-sac, which was obviously a block end, which was later extended on to join on to Riverside Road. On the other side of the road, you come down, there's Cottonmill Crescent. Then as you carry on that side of the road, you got to the swimming pool. And that was a place of many, many hours and years of pain, almost breaking the ice at times, to get in there and being blue and standing at the side and having swimming lessons. But I never became a good swimmer, but I'm sure if the water had been warmer, I might have done a bit better. But I must have been a bit softer. Then opposite the swimming pool was allotments, which was locally known not to be quite as good because it was quite stony. That's where the new St Peter's School is built on. That was all allotments is along that side of the valley. Then we got to the river. I always had an interest in the river because you could get a feel of weather, what had happened and so on, in nature. There's lots of things from that river. And I'd always look at it closely, all the different seasons and so on. And at least once or twice a year, the men would be in the river, always cleaning it out. Then they'd have a boat in the river with like a paddle on it, a blade on it, and they'd go up and down cutting the reeds. And then they'd have a net down further, and they'd go down with the flow of the water into the net, then they'd pull them out, all the offcuts, onto the bank. And the water course was always kept nice and clear. In later years, the older boys had a boat, got a second-hand boat from the boy sea cadets down the lake, down Vernon Lake. It was pretty old and ropey, it could just about float. And they were given permission to go and collect it. And they went down and they floated it, pushing it under the bridges, because it was too shallow, the Verve, under the bridges, but it would float most other places. And they took it right the way down to what I call our woods, which is the woods which is behind Sopwell Nunnery. The story attached to this boat, it was something we always wanted as kids, to have a boat on there. We used to try to float anything, make rafts. We used to try and float baths, old tin baths, but they already normally had too many holes in. It was like sitting in a watering can. You know, it was how you try to get something to float. And then with the bigger boys got this boat, and I have a memory, Dad and a couple of the fathers, they got some pitch, ex-gas works, and they tarred this boat and pretty well made it watertight. And where we used to keep it was where the inlet comes in, where the new bridge has been put in the woods. You know, I don't know what you call it now.
Fenny's Boardwalk.
And that was flooded. Even in the summer it was always boggy, but in the winter it was enough to get the boat in and out. And we used to hide the boat in there, all branches and that. It was then the high days and holidays, the bigger boys would come down there and push the boat out onto the main stream. We'd go up and down, up to this bridge up here, got shallow, and then to the river bridge, railway bridge. You got that bit, it would flow quite easy on. Then as usual, I don't know who it was, what gang, somebody who discovered it one winter and took it out from our hiding place and then let it out on the river, and it went down to the railway bridge, and it must have beached there 6 years ago in a pub in Sandridge. And I got talking to a senior citizen, and one thing led to another, and he used to work on the river boards. So I was talking to him, and I said, did you used to work on the Verve? He said, yeah. He said, Verve, and the Cone, and all round. So that's interesting. And I said, did you ever come across any punts on the Verve? So he said, yeah. He said, we broke one up by the railway bridge 1 year. He says, and it was really cold, he said, and it gave us a warm. So I went over to him and put my hands round his neck. I said, I caught you. You broke our pride and joy up. All we found was some ashes, you know. So today, laugh that off, but that was a small world. There it come back after all them years. The woods where we used to keep the punt, that was our little world with our camps and things in there. And all our wildlife, that was full of all the frogs and the toads, different types of toads. You had all the different river life. Relatives of mine would never believe what fish were in that river, and they were. There were some big fish around there at one time. But since that time, we've had the river dry up and go to puddles.